This is In the Trunk Radio. We live right now, just chilling. We at the Batcave. So tonight, we're just going to talk about a few things. Gonna keep it normal, keep it simple. I'm going to show y'all how we get it out the trunk. The real way. Now, this podcast ain't for the weak at heart. It's for the real only. So if you fake, get the fuck out of here, because you ain't going to like it. But if you real, you know what it mean to get it out the trunk. Roll with us. All right. All right, y'all. So we back. It's Monday. What's today's date? The 26th.
6:58 on your PM dial.
You got Vince Newman over here. We chilling. We sitting over here with him. You know me, of course. It's Red Graham.
Man.
Yeah, let me see that. We're not gonna tell y'all what we're drinking yet until we get a full sponsorship. But it is cognac.
We got stickers on all labels.
We
taping all labels off.
Yeah, we taping all the labels.
Just know it's yak.
It is yak for sure. And it's he's actually putting getting it together. So I want y'all to hear our first drink on the official podcast. Get poured. Listen. All right. Listen. All right, that's the first drink. There it is. I'm pouring mine.
Cognac music.
I'm pouring mine now. All right, man. Toast to this first one, though. It ain't the most. It's on the flow. So here's the thing.
Yeah, shit.
Woo! That's when you know it's real. We make noises after your first little drink. You know it's real.
This ain't Doc C and J, baby. Know that.
No, this ain't Doc. We got a homeboy Doc that eating. You'll meet him one day. And let me tell you, he's something else. So he's setting up the hookah or whatever. And this is my brother. So we don't do much. We talk about, just everyday shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pretty soon I'm just about to just let y'all just listen in on what we do. Yeah. And we'll go from there. If you guys, hit me up with any feedback, any questions, anything like that. But it's In the Trunk Radio. We here, baby. All right, bro. We back. So, a few seconds ago, brother was talking about Vince Newman, my brother. He was just talking about G's and Max. So, we was just listening to that, just talking about that. And then, so we start thinking, we start talking about, what was we saying? I said Silk the Shocker.
You said niggas be trying to play your
niggas. Niggas be trying to play my nigga Silk the Shocker, bro. Like, why?
Now, let me tell you this. Nigga, Silk's vocabulary, it was at his time period.
Right.
It was in his time period.
Right, give me your glass.
His delivery was absolutely fucking terrible.
Are you serious?
His delivery was terrible. He thought he was trying to be like, before his time with that type shit. You know how he talk and then he speed it up and then slow it back down and then speed it back up. But I thought that shit was terrible.
Are you serious, bro?
Subject matter was on base. He stayed on,
He had his lane,
but no, he stayed on the concept of whatever the song was.
Let me ask you this. If Silk the Shocker came out now, in 2018, with what we listening to, with the same songs, you never heard them until just now, would he be popping? Yeah.
You give me one of them Mike Will? You get that nigga one of them Mike Will Maidens? Hell yeah.
Well, whoever the producer at the time popping or whatever.
Oh, what's the one nigga that's always doing, what's the one nigga that be doing all the Migos beats? Mr. Metronome.
Yeah. Metro Boomin.
Give him a Metro Boomin, a Mike Will. Shit, he made 21 Savage career. He made Future. They made Future's career. You know what I'm saying?
They make so a nigga. Silk. So let me get, you're not a Silk fan. But if Silk dropped brand new, and he was a new nigga with the old shit that he had then, now.
Shit, you got niggas that sound like Silk right now.
That's all I'm saying. So how could you say he was trash? Man, that nigga came, bro. You remember his first album, The Shocker. Remember The Shocker?
The Shocker was
the
best
Shocker
album.
Was fire.
The Shocker
that
was
nigga,
fire.
Bro, it had the niggas the just was, don't know.
But The Shocker was
that
fire.
I'm taxing all these hoes.
It was basically a collab album, though.
But all No Limits was for real. They all had soldier joints.
I don't even think that nigga had two songs on The Shocker by itself.
What? We gonna play The Shocker in a minute.
Dude. Not by itself.
We gonna play The Shocker in a minute.
Not by itself. But somebody said some shit to me the other day, though, like...
Alexa.
They said they don't even listen to the words, motherfuckers.
No Limit Radio. Let's do that. Let's do that. And speaking about getting it out the trunk.
Yes.
Speaking about getting it out the trunk. So No Limit got it out the trunk.
Yeah, they did. But check did.
Go ahead.
Like, somebody said some interesting shit to me the other day. They said, I don't even listen to the words today because I can barely understand the mumbling shit. But they said, today, they really listen to beats. And I feel like back in the day, like, KL made No Limit, bro. When KL left...
More beats, KLC.
When KLC left...
The whole clique, Beats by the Pound.
Manny left Cash Money... It was a drastic drop, but Baby was spending that money on producers, you know what I'm saying?
Right. They got a hold of some other motherfuckers, but man, he wasn't paying them bills. He wasn't paying them bills. They got their checks, but they wasn't right. You know what I'm saying?
Silk rapping Amigos right now. You could easily push
you
that
could
nigga
push,
in.
You could push that nigga in.
They wouldn't miss a beat.
Wouldn't miss a beat.
They wouldn't miss a fucking beat.
That's what I'm saying.
All you gonna do is change the subject matter, what he talking about, update his cars. Update us, talk about jewelry and all that shit.
But you know what was my favorite shit, bro? It was the one that, it was on Charger to the Game, bro. It was the,
Charger to the Game.
It was the Charger to the Game. We had the credit card on the cover.
Yeah, I remember that.
But what my favorite album.
The collab, what was
it? It was a collab song with him and
you
P.
You can tell I'm a soldier.
No, not that. It wasn't a soldier cut. Yeah, every album had a soldier cut. But this one was... It was a smooth ass track, bro. It was a throwback track too. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna think about what it was, but it was a fire. Pull up the track list on your phone.
I thought you put on No Limit.
I thought so too. Alexa,
cut her ass off.
Off. Yeah, she tripped.
Let's see.
You can pull some of that shit on there.
Let me see. What's the name of the song?
Let me see the track list. The album
on YouTube. Don't be doing that shit on YouTube.
No, that's what I'm saying. Google it. Just Google it.
Oh, no, hold on. They do. They do break it up the song.
All right, let me see.
You gotta do the full skim through.
Do the full skim through. You got the soldier cut. That shit was hot though. When they had their soldier cuts though, they was rocking shit though, right?
Yeah.
L-I to the T.
Yeah,
that was fire, bro. What we got next?
Why the fuck you wanna go to the next? Oh, you gotta go like this.
It give you the time right there.
Oh, okay. So 508.
What's that song?
Give Me the World.
Nah, that shit wasn't fire. Give Me the World. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That shit was, man.
This is,
I don't know. This ain't it. This wasn't that album that was... This album wasn't that good. What's this coming up?
Throw Your Hood Up.
Nigga, what?
Damn, I forgot about this. This is kind of fire.
That's what I'm telling you, bro.
This was kind of fire.
Got that little go. Niggas forgot. If P didn't come and grab Snoop, where would Snoop be right now?
White people love Snoop.
Snoop's worldwide. We'll talk about Snoop another time. It was a Charger to the Game. Was a song. That's what I'm talking about. That was the song.
Charger to the Game.
Yes, bro. Or what was it? Let me see. I'm always told. I'm always told me. Yeah. Just be straight with me, bro. Go to 13. 13:21. That shit right there, boy. Bro, I was skating through that motherfucking money back then. Blue money. Listen, though, listen.
Hell nah.
That shit was clean, boy. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Come on, bro. Oh, nah, I got one for you, too.
Come on, wait.
We ain't gonna do that.
Oh, that ain't my fault was on there. You right.
Nah, this ain't right. Oh, I'm about to fuck you up with this one.
We're taking Rob Box. Deck. P was killing niggas with the ad-lib. Where would the ad-lib game be right now without P? Let's be real. P was killing niggas with the ad-libs, bro.
I don't even know. I think P was like the first ad-lib nigga that we
was. He was
about.
Really fucking. His ad-libs was fucking it up, bro.
He paid away for
he was coming through like.
He paid
away
for
kids. Facts! Yeah, bro. Pause that, bro. Let me say something. I want this to be clear. Master P's ad-libs fucked up the rap game in a good way. He came through. We're going to pause this.
Hold on, we got brother J-Ro.
We got J-Ro.
J-Ro.
Yeah,
Cody. Hey, you on In The Trunk Radio right now. We doing our podcast, man. We thought you was, man. Where you at?
Where am I at?
Is she on the way? She on the way
over there. You Red?
Yes, sir.
We y'all in the truck.
Yeah, we in the trunk, in the trunk radio. Right now,
man.
This shit sweet as fuck, nigga.
Huh?
This shit sweet as fuck. You gonna like it.
What's sweet as fuck?
Nigga, say something J-Roll would say right now, nigga.
That's some J-Roll shit right there.
Y'all had a pause.
Where you at, boy?
Got to the crib.
Did you?
Keisha,
oh, okay. Yeah, let me call and see where mom's at. I'll call you right back.